Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, let's go.
You're rolling with JNJ, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Happy Monday, October 6th to you. I'll admit, I was a lot happier rolling up in here before we got this Ja Morant news. It's out. Saw it from DeMichael Cole. You know, we've been talking all year long that this was going to be the year that the Grizzlies finally could stay healthy. And let me stop before I act like it's, you know, super serious, but it is. It's disheartening, to say the least, to see that Ja Morant, this from DeMichael Cole, per Grizzlies team spokesman, Ja Morant suffered sprained left ankle in practice yesterday. He's considered week to week. It's not, you know, yeah, because we had, you know, hope springs eternal. Tonight is the preseason debut of the Memphis Grizzlies, and you kind of hope to maybe see Ja out there along with Cedric Howard and guys that we hadn't seen. There'll be a lot more of that, obviously, who starts in place of Ja, certainly. Tonight when the Grizzlies open up the preseason against the Detroit,
Pistons.
Detroit Pistons, yeah. Excuse me. I want to keep it smooth, and I just need to have a confidence in myself, don't I, Brad?
Absolutely.
I need to trust myself and go with it. But anyway, you see, it's rocked us. Because I had planned to talk college football, Memphis Tigers right off top. My goodness, 6-0. Does it not feel good? That's why I was feeling good coming up in this thing. Memphis football is an efficient machine right now, isn't it, John?
It must be.
It'll run over them little, you know, them little hood rats, them little rinky-dink teams that have gotten in your way before and sort of derailed you. That ain't happening this year. 6-0 and now ranked in both top 25s. It's the AP we care about around here, and the AP has got them 23. Congratulations again to Ryan Silverfield and the Tigers. Dominated Tulsa 45-7. John, I'm going to stop because there's too much for me to go through. Cubs play today, and the NLDS goes on. What an all, you know, we've got that going on. Titans got a win.
Wow.
Raiders got a loss. I'm trying to keep up with everything. Philly lost.
Yeah.
How was that possible? I got to go back to Friday because on Thursday night we weren't in here because Friday's service for my dad.
That's right.
How in the world did the 49ers beat the Rams? John had to inform me at the repast. I said, what? Because remember, I so smartly said on Thursday before the game that these teams were on two different levels.
Yes.
And yet they're the Niners winning in overtime. So there's a lot. Pats beat the Bills last night?
Nuts.
Beat the Bills.
Nuts.
By the way,
I feel like I'm leaving one out. Broncos.
You said Philly. Yeah.
Am I leaving one out?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's a crazy weekend.
Shocking.
Yeah, we can't get it all in the first 5 minutes. They give us 3 hours.
Got Chiefs Jags tonight. I don't even know if I'm, you know, there's so much going on because of the Grizzlies.
Man, I feel like I would be remiss if I did not at least start the show with that service on Friday.
Yeah. You just be careful with me, but I appreciate what you're doing because it's well intentioned.
Well, I mean,
you be careful with me.
I will do my best. But obviously, we were not here on Friday because we were down at the National Civil Rights Museum.
That needed to be addressed.
I don't know if it was correct to say laying Les Smith to rest, but honoring his memory, right?
Yes.
Celebrating the life of Les Smith. You know, it was amazing. I have to say, it was amazing just the the crowd. How many people that haven't probably even seen your dad in a decade or more, but worked with him once upon a time, who were there? It was amazing to see some of the Memphis media members who I remember growing up watching, like, you know, Matt Stark was there and Kristen Talent was there. And
Fox 13, past and present, like I said on the Facebook post, they showed out.
Yes.
Folks, those are long gone from Fox 13 that were there during his time came back, along with, it felt like, just about everybody that's there now.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I have to say thank you, obviously, to many, but Fox 13, that Fox 13 family.
And I just want to, because we have a lot of, I want to recap this service because it was really
You don't need to
that
spend
special. Merle Purvis spoke. She was a gem.
I cannot thank her enough for being a part of that. I mean, she emceed, you know, Fred Smith's memorial service on his birthday down at FedEx Forum.
Yes.
That's how big Merle is. I mean, she's an award winner. She's a legend. And so to have her there to speak on, but, you know, about my dad was an honor.
There was a gentleman there named
Libra Jones.
And obviously people who are listening to this won't recognize that name. But he started his talk by saying he was one of Les Smith's 8,000 stories, and he spoke about his brother who has been missing for the last 25 years, I believe was what he said, and that your dad was the only reporter in Memphis who not only got the facts of the story correct, but also took the time in what was a crazy news cycle and climate in the heart of 9/11 to follow up with him after, not for a scoop or a story, but to just check on him on how he was doing. And I thought that was just an amazing testament to the character of Les Smith. So that was an amazing talk to hear from him. And then there was one other speech, and then there was one other talk, and it was the eulogy. And it was delivered by none other than my man, Jason Smith. And I have to just tell you, if you haven't seen this, it's on Facebook. It's on is it N.H. Owens Funeral Home?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
N.H. Owens and Son.
I have to tell you.
Who I have to thank as well.
I have never been prouder to call you a partner than I was in that moment. To have the privilege to work alongside you every single day. Man, it was a beautiful, and I'm telling you, you got to go out there and you got to watch this. That I can only imagine how difficult that was to get up there and speak and hold it together and try to sum up the life of Les Smith. And dude, I genuinely think you did a perfect job. It was funny. It was heartfelt. It was beautifully done all the way around. And I just want to let you know, man, you did a magnificent job, and you did your dad so proud.
There's a reason I can't look up at you. I'm going to hold it together, but I will say this. It wasn't me, because I tell you that there wasn't anything but God that carried me through that. It was hard, but I'm so appreciative that you said that it hit the right notes, because as a son, and then as the son of Les Smith, who was so great at sort of doing this, right, telling a story, you want to be good. You want to make sure you hit everything you need to. And so
I was there. Brad was
that.
There, but I want Memphis to know just how damn good the son of Les Smith was up there.
Well, my nose started running before I even got out there, because Libra Jones, again, to go back to him, and thank you so much, because I thought he represented Memphis in a way that
absolutely,
even, you know, you see it from the media side of things that worked with Dad, right? And they tell a story about working with him, but Libra Jones is Memphis.
Yep.
Libra Jones, as he said at the end of it, I mean, he's your Memphis citizen. He is your everyday
is.
Walking around like the folks listen to us. And the crazy thing is, bro, he listens to us. Like, I didn't know that. He didn't. Listen, he put up a post without tagging me where it's about 11:15, 11:20. I'm telling this. I don't know all the details, but I think he was in his car. This was right after Dad passed. And he put up a post about, hey, I'm listening to Jason and John right now to do this about 11, every 11:15, 11:20. Jason's the son of this man, Les Smith, that I know. I want to tell you a story.
Wow.
And what he did for me.
Wow.
And so, dude, when I saw that, like, I cried then when I watched him tell this story. And he wasn't, like, hitting me up to tell me how great, you know. Now, he had done that privately, but I found this on the site. He hadn't tagged me in this. This was from Memphis.
Right.
So he could tell the story. I cried then. I cried hearing him tell it again at the service. That's what had me broken up going up there, because, again, that's that it captured Dad in a way. I thought, Dad, the Memphian.
No doubt about it.
Whether it was love for everybody, man, and he loved shining that light or making you feel what that Memphian was feeling in that moment.
Absolutely,
he was able to do that for that family. So I'm not trying to jump on you, but it's in gratitude that I'm jumping in here just to thank Libra Jones for his testimony, because I thought it summed up my dad so well, and it had me broken up going up there and nose was running, but to get through it, I'm telling you, God carried me. That'll be my story the whole way through. Felt out of body going back and watching. And Brett, again, another thank you to both of you gentlemen. I also have to say thank you to Jeff Calkins. Like, I saw him sitting there, man, my 929 family, Jeff going back to CA. I mean, you as well. We all been family for a long time. But to see y'all there in the audience, it gave me strength. Talking about that first beer with Dad, seeing you out there. I mean, I saw John out there. I had to reach out to my brother because you guys were pouring into me just in terms of being there and supporting me. And so thank you guys. It was really special to see y'all there. And so for everyone that showed up, I can't name them all, but even more importantly, his four brothers, you know, that got to hear Dad's, hear and feel, I think, Dad's impact here in Memphis. So I did not... I told you it was not in the monologue. I did not intend to come here and talk about this because I figured I wouldn't be getting through it. But I so appreciate you stopping
100%.
And that sentiment from you. And I'll be honest with you, some other very important people to me, just like you are, had told me along the same lines, you got it. You did a great job.
No, you did a great
job. So that's still, it means a ton to me, but I would tell every single one of you and I did them, God, wasn't me. Was God and my faith, and that's what got me through, and to God be the glory.
And
so thank you.
And afterwards, I attended my first ever repast.
Well, hold on, because real quick, I didn't intend to tell a story, but you saw it. Two of Dad's worlds that had never touched.
You're not gonna do this, bro.
I want to hear this. Oh, please go there.
I cannot believe
and by
because,
the way,
because let's be yeah, real, I was breaking up a little bit, and it was emotional, but I hope you guys felt it was a light service, and so
it was.
So
it was awesome.
I had a couple jokes or whatever to, you know, not to lighten the service, but I just thought that's Dad.
When I die, I hope that's my service is.
Dad was a storyteller. I'm a storyteller, and I got to, because this is just, it was just crazy that this had.
I can't believe you're.
And I didn't see it, but John did.
I did see it.
Two of Dad's worlds that had never touched collided when former Fox 13. Weatherman Ed Eccles, mm-hmm. who my dad was often mistaken for crazily,
that's
and
right,
Ed
that's
was
right.
often mistaken
that's
for
right.
dad
that's
during
right.
their careers at Fox 13.
I can see it.
They're kind of same stature, same height.
Yep. And black.
That world collided literally into Dad's family, our family from Fulton, my Uncle Stevie, my poor Uncle Stevie, who I love, and I'm just happy he was here. And my God, I tell y'all what, they had to get him in there because poor Uncle Stevie's stuff, and it's a... He's going some dementia issues, and so he's just happy to be somewhere, much less nowhere where he is. But my point is, you know, them having him meant something. But and again, I'm saying that to say, and I love Ed Eccles to death, but Ed Eccles tripped down one of the stairs, the final stair of the Civil Rights Museum. We were in the National Civil Rights Museum in the lobby, and he rolled. Ed Eccles, God bless him, he rolled into Uncle Stevie. Knocked Uncle Steven to the exhibit.
Dog, the man hit the exhibit. Wow. I mean,
Ed Eccles rolled into Uncle Stevie, about took him out. Stevie still doesn't know what happened because, of course,
that's insane.
Because Uncle Stevie still
that's insane.
And there, you know,
wow. And Uncle Stevie is a big man.
And praise God that it seems like no one was physically hurt. And it is the only way, and the only reason I'm telling this story, because again, if this had been if it had turned out more serious.
You're trying to light it up.
Mm-hmm. But, bro, I couldn't believe it happened. What are you talking? It's a part of the story. His two worlds collided right there.
They did.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a story he would tell years from now about
it. No, it was.
Can you believe this happened? And if Ed's listening, because I think he's retired now. If he's tuned into us, just know, Ed, we love you.
Yeah, I think we assessed an unnecessary roughness penalty after, because he took the quarterback out at the feet. You know, I think that's not, allow
this,
that
I mean,
anymore.
If this would have been like taking, you know, out Flacco or something, too, because we're talking about
some
guy.
Sitting this is a
backup.
Uncle Stevie was
older.
Oh, okay. I mean, so here's my perspective on
unreal.
It. So
unreal.
I'm walking actually behind Ed Eccles on the stairs.
I did, too. I was upstairs while this explosion in the lobby of the National Civil Rights Museum.
Unreal.
I'm walking behind him down, and he is walking insanely slow. All right. Okay. Now I understand that, you know, you're
be careful on Ed because we love him.
I'm painting the picture.
He's older.
He's taking his sweet time. He's kind of looking at the program, you know, with your dad on and all that.
Oh no.
And I have to kind of change lanes. You know, I got to get over
to the left
side
of the staircase.
You know, I'm not trying to be an ass, but I don't have all day. So I get down to the end of the stairs and Faith is there to greet me. And she says, "Hey John, are you going to the repast? Can you take these flowers?" And as I fix my lips to say, "Yeah, no problem," the carnage ensues, bro. And I see
dominoes.
And I hear the fall of Ed. I look behind me. He takes out Stevie. And then Stevie, of course, his head hits the exhibit.
I mean,
and then it's like, oh my God, did I just witness, something serious, right? Like
another
trauma.
Another death, perhaps, in the Smith-Moore family.
Could have been trauma. That's a big staircase.
The staircase was not really part of it. He fell
at
off the last step.
Okay, thank God.
And then he rolled into
over there by the bathroom.
Stevie,
not make this up.
Who was just standing there.
No.
You know, he was just standing there unassuming, you know. Wow. And then in my head, I'm hearing this J.R. King Lawler, you know, "Oh, as God is my witness, he is broken in half." I mean, you look behind and bodies are just flying.
Uncle Stevie might have thought he was in a wrestling
caught a body.
Yeah.
Bodies just flying.
Oh.
And then, of course, thankfully, Uncle Stevie was okay that we know of.
Managed to stand up, walk out of there. Had apparently said his arm was hurting, even though his head hit it.
Oh,
so I don't know
God.
If he knew, but man was fine. And it's the only reason we tell the story because, again, only would Les Smith's passing.
Absolutely.
Could something like that have happened? And there was so much of that. There was that physical union there between those two worlds and those two men. More spiritually, man. There were parts of my family just because my dad was raised by a man who went on to have three more sons with my dad's mom. So it's the Smith Moores. It's five brothers, two of them Smiths, three Moores, but they're all brothers.
Right.
And so to have them all home, there were their sons and daughters. There's parts of them that hadn't seen other parts of the family. So I say all that to bottom line it this way, and I hope it relates to everybody. So they're like, well, y'all get on to some football, but having that sort of chance. Right, to see family come together. Sometimes in tragedy and in loss, the most beautiful things can be born out of it.
Amen.
So can come out of that.
Amen.
And that's why I'm able to come away from this weekend. I'm able to look you in the eye right now and have joy, John. Even though it's a sad thing and I was breaking up you going back.
Yep.
I can look at you too, Brett, and have joy because of what came together as a result of this loss. And so again, if nothing else, man, grateful to God, grateful to all of you guys that poured into me, grateful to everybody came out and grateful to Ed Eccles, man, for coming out. He was having a good time. He really was. He really was. And that last stare just got him.
Yeah.
And Ed, seriously, in all seriousness, we don't feel any animosity.
No, no, no.
In telling this story, John says no litigation. You know, we'll see you. I'm kidding. Yes, it was a wonderful Friday. And one more thank you to Dr. Russell Wigginton.
Yes.
Again, I cannot say it. The president of the National Civil Rights Museum. Don't worry, sir. He was asking, "Hey, what happened, Uncle Steve? Do we have an incident?" I mean, he had an answer at the end. That he didn't have a man down, in his lobby here at the place. Told him everything's going to be fine and will be fine. Cannot thank him enough for making Friday
possible. I just reposted it for folks. Is that
it's
okay?
So
I posted N.H. Owens' piece there that you did, and I put it on y'all's Facebook page. If you want to go to Jason and John's Facebook page, you can see it.
If only for this, and I appreciate John saying these words about me, you know, the eulogy being there. But if it helps a son, or it helps anyone, I don't like a daughter, but for sons, maybe if it helps them, because folks, James, same man, Anthony's brother, did this for his father, bro. I wouldn't have gotten through it if not for what I'm saying is this is hard.
Yep.
Sometimes you let someone else do it as family.
Absolutely.
What I would say is if that opportunity is presented to you and you feel like, you know what, maybe I should, or if you're questioning it, be encouraged. You know, you don't want it to be something that you regret down the road. And so what I would say is if that in any way, my getting through it, because you could see me crying and snotting, I mean, I was a mess to start. But if my getting through it, you know, with me having God as my crutch, if my getting through it helps anybody else, please, for that reason, yeah, by all means, watch it.
Yeah.
Because that's all I want at, you know, if anything, if it helps somebody else, cool.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not go look at Jason do this. Oh boy.
No,
it was just special.
I'm serious.
Because that's, I'm different now. I look at things that, God might use that in a way where
it
touches somebody and maybe they can help get through. James Sane showed one, you know, helped me. And so I can
certainly
see it.
It's also important
for
you.
If it does, If it does, what a wonderful blessing that is to me to be able to be a blessing to someone else, maybe to help them just to get through, because it can be tough.
Absolutely. And again,
thanks for doing this. Again, I did not intend to make it.
No, we have a lot of things to get to, but I mean, Les Smith is with us every day on the show, and you. And that will never change, right?
Appreciate
your dad. Your dad will continue to have a presence on this show. It'll just be through you. But it even, you know, when he was still on this physical earth, he was a big part of this show. And so
thanks,
it would be wrong of me not to at least recap that. And again, my first ever repass.
Yeah, I stopped you, and then, you know, before you could get to your good repass story. God bless.
I don't
John.
Know if I have a great repass story other than the fact that I was just there. You
John
know?
Was in Whitehaven in Black Haven at the repass.
That's right, and we were at Elvis's house.
Excellent.
It was not Elvis's house, but
Brad, I should have had you come out.
I didn't know it was going on.
Yeah, no, yeah. And that's on me again. So many folks were coming up afterwards, and I meant to tell you that. Come on, man, come out and get you some food at the repass. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do.
I appreciate that because I know you would have been there, brother, because you were there,
and I apologize for that.
Yeah.
John.
A lot of people, by the way,
Whitehaven.
Listened to your show that day. We replayed an interview with Les and had words from both of y'all for that first hour.
Man, I appreciate you doing that.
And I got some comments on that, too. People were really into that.
I want to thank Steve Connolly. He said something very nice about listening to that and said something very nice about that. So I want to thank the legend, Steve Connolly, for his words as well.
Now, what was interesting about this repass is, I've never been to one. But this one was this was a dry repass. There was no I did see alcohol get snuck in at the tail end.
Again, dude, we got regular folks in our family. So
I'm just saying,
there was somebody brought a six pack of beer, but it wasn't in the plan.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, that's real. Went on BYOB because
Is our repass normally dry? Does it vary?
I guess it varies with family to family. We didn't have it wasn't going to be an open bar type deal.
Right, no, I didn't think that. I would have certainly gone and gotten a Colt 45 if I knew it was acceptable.
We want to feed you. You wouldn't
have
gotten a Colt 45.
That's what Les would have wanted. Les would have wanted me to drink it.
He wouldn't want you to drink that cheap stuff, John. Don't put that on Les Smith. He wouldn't get you to want a Colt 45, and that's not what was flowing there. I don't believe the
it was like Angry Orchard. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
That's your stuff, Brad.
Well, you know, in the Midwest, like Joplin, where your family's from, that is a common practice, the post celebration party.
Yeah. See, every funeral I've ever been to, it's like we do the thing, and then everybody just kind of goes their separate ways. I mean, they might go to like somebody's house or something, but
this is less.
I think it more adds to the fact that what you're talking about is a home going. It's more you're trying to transition if you're not already there into.
Yes.
A joyous phase where you're celebrating, and in doing so, you're eating food, you're telling stories, folks are laughing, taking pictures, and it's more of a turn in the corner.
Exactly.
Feeling,
like,
spiritual.
I am such a big fan of that. I mean, because again, the traditional funeral that I've ever been to, there was really none of that. So it really kind of helped me look at the entire procession in a different way. Like, it puts a lighter tone on the sadness, which is, you know, this person is no longer here with us physically, but it's like, man, this. The love of that person being shared in this room, you know what I mean? Like that is, and it's not like a buttoned up funeral, you know, where you sit there and everybody cries as the body gets, you know, lowered into the ground, right? Like this is a happier thing where you're celebrating, you're truly celebrating the life of the person. We say that we celebrate the life of the person, but this is really what that is. And so again, I'm not trying to be a culture vulture here, but I will request a repast upon my passing.
Good.
You know what I mean?
And you should tell them how you expect it to go.
Yes. And I need people.
Now that you have experience.
I mean, there's been a lot of loss, you know, around us in the last couple of weeks.
What you said.
And so, you know, it's kind of just forced me to think about, you know, what people will say about me and what, you know, will they tell the truth? I want people to tell the truth about me when I'm gone. I don't want y'all to button it up for me. You know, I just want you to keep it a buck. And then we have a repast. And then we move on.
My joke's going to be, he would explode about Golden State ratings. The most random of things.
That's right.
That's where I can get a laugh, and then we'll get it back in the tears. No, that's you do.
I don't want to hear it.
It's not a roast, but if you get a couple couple little jabs in there, you know, you lighten the mood.
Yeah,
it's
like
not
when you told I love the line about checking your dad about his baby tooth because he put y'all in Memphis City School.
That was classic.
He said, if y'all take us here, you're going to get it too.
Mm-hmm.
And he points up.
You're going to feel what it feels like to be in Memphis City School.
And then you
could
actually see the baby tooth in the picture.
Yeah, that's what I think what made the moment is that his baby tooth was literally there for all to see.
I recommend everybody take a view of that funeral service.
I hope it helps somebody if somebody's in those same shoes.
I told the story about
Thursday night trying to write it.
I don't mean to go light there, but the moments in the hospital, that I talked about that on Sunday at church a lot with people, and it touched me.
Wow.
And it made it,
well, if you talk about it on church on Sunday, Brad, thank you.
It was that was the moment where I was like, that is you were brought here, and he was brought to Memphis, back to Memphis for that reason, and along with many others, and that terrific celebration. But those moments, that's where that story you told, I think, is worth a watch too for folks.
You told a lot of stories, and you know, a lot.
It means a lot to me, bro. Thank you.
Same.
The only thing is, your nose was really fighting you
right at the beginning.
It was really putting up it was a 10 round.
I swear, you'd think I was addicted to cocaine. Yeah. I can say no. That because I'm not, but it would look like, this guy's sniffing. I don't know if he's got any, you know.
I was more emotional when Chris was up there.
I've got
emotional
draw, by the way.
That got me. When Chris went up, I'm like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And saying the same psalm that I sang, you know, that I read today, he used it. That was the scripture part. That's another part of a, you know, memorial service that most have or whatever else. But had to have his grandson handle it with the scripture that I read, Dad, there. You know, right by his bed. It was special to see young Chris up there, man. And I tell you what, I said, dude, you were smooth up there. Were you? He's 11 years old.
Yep.
Now he does the mission statement every Sunday at church, and just real quick, but does it. So I thought, okay, maybe he, you know, he's not gonna have any problem. But I figured he's never. He looked so smooth.
Mm-hmm. Smooth.
And he didn't, you know, you didn't stutter at all, whatever else. And I asked him, I said, dude, are you just gonna be that smooth all the time? You know, you're going to take after your father and your grandfather. Yeah. We're going to call you C. Smooth. He said, Dad, my legs were trembling.
Really?
How did you not see that? And I said, bro, just keep it just like that. Because you're like that duck that's on a lake, man.
Yes.
Yeah, like what we saw was just a smooth guy that had everything under control. I'm trying to be like you, young brother, because you had it all together.
Yep.
And he said, well, I was nervous. I said, brother,
tell.
Keep that the rest of your own. That's a gift, perhaps,
a gift.
You've got, son. So, wow, whole segment, didn't mean to do this, but thank you.
We needed to do it. And
I'm gonna let you button me up because you're right.
I had some bets in terms of the mention markets. I had Grizz beat getting mentioned as a plus 1500.
Again, those words were not.
It was direct.
And you know what words were? 92.9 FM ESPN.
Right.
I said, and you can hear that coming across. It sounds just like I'm on the radio. Those words were spoken.
It was actually, we graded it as new job
mention. Oh, my goodness.
New job mention, 15-1 cash. John mention was 3-1 that cashed, although that was off script.
This man said, it did.
It was off script, but I appreciated it. And then we had some other ones. It was a good day for the house.
You were taking bets.
It was a good day for the house.
There were a lot of folks in that audience who had been in a booth at Zinni's, which we told the story of, including John, and had a beer with Dad. And so I wish I could have named them all, but if you did that with Dad, you had a good time. You had a good talk and a good time.
Wild Bills was a
-150.
North Memphis got talked about. Wild Bills, that's right. Well, we touched on a lot.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. We sure did.
Merle wore the hat. It had everything.
Merle was amazing.
She was a vision.
Oh,
she was so good.
She, whew. And she's now in the Silver Circle. I think it's it's an Emmy, like lifetime honor. I think this year she's getting inducted, and she's a Murrow Award winner. Wow. Like she's reached the heights, the pinnacle of journalism, television journalism. To have her there telling stories about Dad, there's just the vision she had. She had asked folks to wear a hat like Dad would wear, and she had this beautiful hat to go with her. But that's what she does. She just comes in. She's perfect, and she blesses us. And and she did to open to really kick things off.
Absolutely. So it was a
pastor too, man. He started us off with prayer, but he was, I mean, I'm not, this change in me and how I can lean on God doesn't happen if not for that man. And so I just have to make sure that Tracy Tate, man, my pastor, is acknowledged, because I told him at church yesterday, brother, if not for this church and for you and the change you've spurred in me, helped spur in me, that's not happening. So if there's a last thank you, it has to be to that man. He has helped change me.
All right, I got one more thing, and then we're going to take a break and talk about the news of the day. But while I'm on this, I need to tell you this. Man to man, friend to friend. I've known you for a long time. Mm-hmm. We've known each other for a long time. When I got to know you, you were a very different person. You were a great guy. You were a great guy, but you were not the person that you are today.
That's a fact.
And you know, we had some good times. We had some rough times together. You know, you were always a net help to me, right? You were always looking out for me. But we certainly had, you know, our ups and downs.
Oh, yeah.
But one thing that I just have to, even if I'm not necessarily taking the same walk with you or the same steps with you, to have been alongside you and to have seen you find your meaning in life, to have seen you really delve into your faith and to delve into God and Jesus Christ, because that's something that matters to you and is on your heart.
Yeah.
To have seen you take those steps and become who you've become as a result of that, man, I have to tell you, it's been a real pleasure to see that.
I appreciate it.
Even if I'm not taking those same steps, I want you to know how much it means to me to see you. We're all human. We're all seeking meaning in this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you sought yours in God and in your love of the Lord. And you've done it, and you've become a staple at your church, and there may be more. And I just want you to know that your journey,
appreciate that.
I love every bit of it, man, and I respect every bit of it for you becoming who you are as a part of that.
I appreciate that. Like I said, the spur of the change in me, that's what, you know, hopefully there's people in your life that help you do that. My pastor did that, helped me get a relationship
Absolutely.
With God. That helped change me. And here's the deal, you know, if it can be, again, here's the key. It's dangerous, right? Because if I want to do that, I got to try to live it. If somebody like you, anybody, but sees me,
yep.
and I'm wanting to be that, or I'm saying I'm that,
yep.
right? Preaching every fifth Sunday, I'm saying I'm that, but you see a different side of me that ain't living it, that's dangerous, bro.
Yep.
That can push folks away. That could be for something that could be great for them, something that could change their lives. I'll just leave it at that.
Right.
It could push people away when they see that two sides. So the mission is to try to live it.
Absolutely.
That gets tough.
Yep.
We fall short. Yep. I still fall short. But that's the mission now, is trying to live that, so that hopefully you seeing that change in me, yeah, you see the change, but hopefully you believe it.
Oh,
hopefully
I believe
you
it.
Believe there's conviction
I 100%
there.
Believe
and
it.
And that is what happened with my pastor. And me seeing him, he's an example for me every single day. I'm like, oh my gosh, you doing that? Man, I gotta level up. Like, how can you add that to your plate with everything you've already got on?
Yeah.
And so that's the point, is that we see each other as examples. We pull each other up. We lift each other up. And that can't be anything but a good thing.
Well,
it has to be a good thing, no matter if you're religious or not, spiritual, whatever you're not. That's a good thing if you're lifting people up and loving on them.
Absolutely.
And you're helping change them. And so thank you for saying that, man. And I know you, when you look me in the eyes and I know that that's real change that I'm trying to have and trying to get
Absolutely,
to,
man.
And that you're acknowledging.
Oh yeah,
that's what's important to me. That it not be lip service. That it not be smoke. I gotta walk what I'm talking. I gotta try to be better every day. You know, that seek that righteousness every day.
And you walk that walk, brother.
Thank you. I'm trying.
You're doing a great job.
My dad would be proud. I appreciate it, brother.
All right.
You messed me up. Let's talk some sports.
That's the first segment. But I just, you know, as men,
Thank
we need
you.
To hear.
Man,
you know what I
man,
mean?
What you said.
We need to hear that people
Bro,
are proud of us.
Look
and
at
they
you preaching a word.
Well, I'm just, I, you know.
We do need to hear that as
I
man.
Truly love you, man, and you know that.
I love you too, brother.
But
Brad, I love you as well, brother.
Love you guys.
Thanks
for
coming.
This is just a love show, all right?
It is.
This is what I mean.
It was the love boat. It was the love service. That's what
right.
it was that day.
This is just, it was, there was not, it was mixed love is what it was at the end of the day.
A lot of it.
And that's what we're going to do on this show, you know. Although Amon Ra's dad would say, you know, there's a little too much white. But again, that's between Amon Ra
and his here.
Dad.
That's right. Memphis school's in you.
That's right. We'll come back. Some bad news on John Morant, but some good news on Memphis football. Such is life. Good, bad, take it, keep walking. Come back. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hope springs eternal. Preseason NBA basketball begins for the Memphis Grizzlies later tonight against the Detroit Pistons at FedEx Forum. We'll have that game right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's always good to have basketball back in FedEx Forum. However, it will not involve one Demetrius Jamal Morant. John Morant suffered an ankle sprain yesterday, and as a result of that, he will be week to week. Sprained left ankle in practice yesterday. He's considered week to week. Obviously, he will not play tonight against the Detroit Pistons. Pistons, 3.5-point favorites, total 226.5. Don't forget, you sitting across from Mr. Preseason.
Yeah, they got a lot of young dudes, too, like Holland.
Yeah, a lot of young dudes. So it'll be a lot of Jaden Ivey and Holland tonight.
So Cedric,
my guess.
Cedric will be seeing those guys.
Yes.
I think our young guy will see their young guys.
So look, I mean, obviously it's
but back to Jai. Yes.
It's certainly you know, a little deflating. I mean, it's a deflating start to the preseason. But this isn't one of those like, oh, he's got an ambiguous knee thing that's got to be reevaluated in 6 weeks or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fairly straightforward, even if you hate to see it happen.
Here's the thing. Ankles get rolled all the time in practice. Guys come back from them at varying degrees. You're hoping this is not some serious high ankle sprain, but a week-to-week sort of evaluation of it wouldn't indicate that, right? High ankle sprains are, you know, probably it's going to be some time. And so, listen, you got 16 days till the game that matters.
He should be
your opener against New Orleans.
If he's not out there for that, so I'd be shocked.
It's more than a couple weeks, right? I'm sure, again, Ja, the way he plays, guy probably rolls or at least folds it over, or quarter fold, whatever, quarter roll, you know, quite a bit in practices we don't see. That said, obviously, I mean, with as much as we talk about health, and particularly with him, it's the question for that anybody that's breaking down the Grizzlies going into the season, I don't care what media outlet you look at, it's the question.
Yep.
Can Ja Morant stay healthy? I mean, when last we saw him, again, he was having to get pulled out of the OKC series. So that's the part that's unfortunate, a little bit disheartening, is that, oh, man, we're going to do this again. But it doesn't have to be like that, guys. It doesn't have to be. And this news doesn't necessarily mean, that this has to be, like I said, significant.
Right. I mean, I think the bigger thing is, if Ja had a clean bill of health and he wasn't a guy that got hurt all the time, then I think this would just kind of blow over. But it just sort of is one more
to the list.
Well, keep in mind, your front court is banged up.
You
have no Brandon Clark, you have no Edie, you have no Jaren Jackson. Now you have no Ja Morant.
Right.
And you're talking about a coach that's trying to still. I know he had nine games last year in the playoffs.
Exactly.
This guy has not laid his foundation out yet. He's got a bunch of new players. KCP, Ty Jerome. And so point is, you want to ideally see them with Ja. Let's be real. Remember G.G. Jackson when he's on the floor with Ja, how much better he is?
Yep.
Cedric Coward, you want him playing with Ja so that the guy's got confidence and you see, okay, what have I got here?
Yep.
That's what it's a setback in that way because you want them out there with Ja. Oh, another guy down. Sure, you can say next man up, and we can talk about the opportunity this is for Ty Jerome on ball, Scottie Pippen, sort of see what they're going to do, you know, when Ja possibly is out this season. Likelihood, looking at his history, he will be at some point. Sure, you get a look at that, but you'd rather get a look at your guys with your player that makes them better. And that's the thing about Ja Morant. We know that when he's on the court, he does that. So from that standpoint, it's another. It's like, oh, man. It's like a start from behind. You know, everybody else getting a head start now except for you because you don't have your main guy.
Exactly.
So that's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. And that's where I would kind of leave it. It's unfortunate.
Right.
I have to
kill your seat.
I have to say, though, the excitement for the season, I'm having a hard time generating much right now just because of all the invalids we've got. I mean, this injury report is insane. You're not even going to know. I mean, even the preseason, it's like, what am I even going to get out of preseason? You had hoped that, you know, Coward, Ja, at the very least, they could get some time together, right? This is a group, KCP. This is
like
a group.
Like you're talking about, the big three will not be out there.
Yeah. So
and the two that you, the now big two, they're gone. So that's the point, is you're doing it with a bunch of guys that
aren't going to be, you know, real rotation players for you. I mean, it'll be good for Santi and all those guys to get work together.
GG, Vince, all those guys.
But
there's
really,
opportunity there.
Like, it felt like the real thing to gain out of preseason was getting Ja out there with Coward and KCP. And
with our boy Jock Landale,
Jock Landale,
so they could start seeing some pick and roll and whether he can play the role of an Edie for the time that you're going to need him, 100%.
To me, it's almost like...
It's a setback.
You're exactly right, because you already are going to be without Edie and Jaren for, you know, 10 to 20 games between them both, so you're set back then. And now it kind of feels like you're going to be set back however many games there are in preseason.
Right.
So I would add that to the list. So you're kind of starting the season 25 games behind in terms of, like, hey, this is a new coach. We need to know how to, you know, it's a new
personnel.
That's
what's so key here.
You know? I mean, I think
it's different than other organizations that have had their coach.
Exactly.
You can just plug these new guys in.
Exactly.
But everybody knows what they're doing and what's expected of them.
Yeah.
You're still in that process.
You haven't even really started it because – you know,
only on the court, right?
You
haven't played anybody with it.
He got thrown out there last year. He didn't really have time to do anything there. So I don't know. I think it means it's going to be a clumsier season. Certainly at the beginning for the Grizzlies, even if Ja's out there, because it ain't just Isolo. It's also like KCP and Ja, KCP and or John Coward. You know, John Landale,
all
you
those
said,
combinations.
You know, like, these guys have not played together,
especially
with each other.
Ja getting comfortable with Landale early.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be the guy. And can Landale roll to the basket like he needs and be that threat going to the basket for that pick and roll?
I think that, like, the injury, Ja's going to play. Like, it's not going to keep him out of the regular season. But I do think the casualty here is valuable on-court reps that you would have gotten in preseason that wouldn't have mattered but would have still been good to bank.
100%.
And now you don't get them. And now you're going to have to do this in the regular season when everybody's trying.
You want to get that on film. You want to be able to teach off of it, everything that you saw. Hey, no, Landale, this is where we need you on this. You had Ja right here. You won't have that, at least to start. But again, season opener is the main thing. It's 16 days away. This is week to week. Hopefully you've got them when it counts.
Yeah. So now – Will I be super intrigued by Cedric Coward tonight? You damn right.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen him in forever.
I mean, we've never seen.
I've never seen him play. I'm the same.
I
hold my hand up. I mean, watch him play in college.
The only solace that I've given myself with Coward is that John Shire was going to give him $3 million NIL. Hmm. Like, that's got to mean something, right?
Yes.
So, but in terms of, you know, watching him at Washington State or elsewhere, not a chance. So he's healthy. He's been full go. This is going to be our first real look at, like, all right, what does Cedric Coward bring to the table? And it doesn't necessarily – if he has a rough game today or later tonight, it doesn't necessarily mean anything. But, man, it could mean something if he has a great one.
Well, you hear the guys talking about their – I mean, even Dylan Wills talked about how you know, they look at Cedric Coward and they go, holy cow, look at this guy's arms. I wish I had that. And Jalen was saying, I mean, you look, he's a physical marvel.
Yes, he is.
And then listen to him. There's a maturity about him that you hope, again, if times get rough early, okay, maybe, you know, in terms of him dealing with it as a professional, you're not reliving G.G. Jackson and having to send him down, you know, the hustle and things like that, because he gets it in a way that a little bit more mature, obviously, and he is in age. So from that standpoint, yeah, you want to get him out there, and it's like unwrapping the Christmas gift.
Yep.
You know, the gift under the tree. It's time to take a look. Everybody's been looking at this body, looking at the way he runs the floor. Now he's healthy. So, yes, I'm excited about getting a chance to look at Cedric Cowart and just figuring out, we all are,
exactly,
all the things that he can do and trying to see if he can do it against, you know, NBA-level competition. That's the thing. I mean, that's what we haven't seen.
Exactly.
Let's be real.
Isolo said he could play him at the four because he's, you know, he's long and he's strong and he's down to get the shit on.
But don't. Yeah, I see what you did there. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Isn't that the line?
Yes.
He could, and especially as banged up as you are in the front court to start the year, but don't you naturally see G.G. Jackson more as sort of that backup four?
And let
Cedric and Jalen and Vince figure everything out on the wing. You've got so much. You got that law jam at the wing. I just wonder. I'm with you. He said it.
Yeah.
That Cowart is that big and that strong. But I'd rather see G.G. Jackson those backup 4 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I know that there's a G.G. hive, but I don't know, bro.
Oh, no. The G.G. hive says this. It better, you know, we better see it this year.
You're not a founding member of the G.G. hive.
I wouldn't say I'm a founding member, but what I will acknowledge is there's a lot, there's something there. The problem is, are you going to be the organization that's patient enough to wait around and see? I don't think you have time at this point, and that's why I'm saying it's a critical year for G.G. You have a logjam at the wing. And right now, you have two power forwards in Jaren Jackson Jr. and Santi Aldama.
Right.
And so again, I wonder, I'm concerned about, as I said with Jessica Benson last week, G.G. getting lost in the shuffle. And so he better find a place for himself, because I could easily see a scenario where he falls out of the rotation because there's not spots for him. Guys are more proven at both spots, the three and the four.
Yeah. I've kind of am worried about him because it just feels like he's done nothing but regress since that initial season. But
started the year injured. Yeah. That was the difference. And maybe if I'm making the case, okay,
sure,
could it be a little different at least to start? He's in there. He's healthy. He's starting with the rest of the guys.
Yes.
And with a front court as banged up as theirs,
yes,
he's going to have some opportunity early.
I would say, like, you know, now that we know the preseason is basically tainted, the only thing that I'm looking for is I want to see Cowart number
Cedric
one
Cowart.
Far and away, right?
Yeah.
I was like power ranking things I'm watching in preseason, because I am Mr. Preseason. Cedric Cowart, Ty Jerome. I want to see what he's looking like.
You want to see him look like he looked in Cleveland.
I want to make sure we're
like
not getting like a
type stud. Might have to be quite a bit.
That's see
a starter.
People got mad at me when I tweeted out that text from the scout. You know, when he signed, because the scout was like, "Listen, Ja's going to miss games, so it's good to have Ty Jerome on your, you know, on your team."
Man, his average is 51 a year.
Right.
I mean, if you're denying that, I mean, if you're pushing back on that, you're in denial.
So I want to make sure that Ty Jerome isn't going to give us the Geno Smith, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's good number two.
You know, because I don't want to. Not that he didn't get paid nearly the amount of Geno Smith, but you want to make sure that that wasn't just a Cleveland system kind of, because he really wasn't doing much as a player in the NBA before last year.
Last season was the breakout year.
Yeah.
And Indiana, unfortunately, wasn't a good series for him, but he'd been a stud all year up until that series.
What was that first series?
And what we learned, the first series Cleveland had?
Yeah.
I don't ask.
Because he was good against whoever that was.
Oh, he tore him up.
Yeah.
Indiana exposed him, especially defensively. That said, that happened to a lot of guys against Indiana.
Right.
And so, yeah, you're hoping that Ty Jerome can come in here and be a
He was good against Miami, right. Yeah.
He's good all year long and against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Only time he's bad, really, against the
and
Pacers.
And he had, like, at least he had one game against the Pacers where he'd fallen out of the rotation. They put him in when they were, like, desperate, down 20 or whatever, and he came in and he gave them, like, 15.
Offensively, yes. Defensively,
yeah.
they showed.
No, he's limited.
What I'll say is, we said that because of the performance against Indiana, that's perhaps the reason why the Grizzlies were able to get him at such a good price. That's not what we learned through media day, preseason, everything else so far, is that he had other offers for more. And so, again, it was good to get that difference, because I think we had chalked it up to the Indiana series. Guy was good all year long
last year. He was.
And so, yes, hopefully he will be that again for the Memphis Grizzlies.
So, I'm Cowart, Jerome, you know, on some level, I need to see, is Landale really going to be a viable option at the five?
It's key, but now you're not going to see it with Ja. You'd like to have seen it ideally with him.
No, that's very true.
But, yes, that's up on high on the list.
And then will Jalen Wells take a step maybe? You know,
I just think Jalen Wells, you're fine because you can start him. Okay, is he necessarily as high a ceiling as you want right there at that spot? No, but you can start him because you trust him and see how Cedric Cowart comes up. And so he's fine. This is my Vince Williams. What are you? That, I'm not saying tonight decides that, but sure. He's just another guy it's that you wonder now. Because let's be real, he's got two guys in front of him right there at the three spot that I just named. And then where does he fit in? Is he backing up at the somebody at the two? Vince Williams bouncing back after he's now got he's got his money now. So seeing what he's going to give, can he be a guy that's key to bringing back your defensive identity? Because that was always Vince's MO. He's active. He's going to create turnovers. He's going to get rebounds. He's just going to do the little things. That's a guy that can help you get back. Does he step back into that role that we said, Yeah, you want to make this guy on it. You want to put him on, have him here, standard contract. He needs to get back to that guy. So I'll be interested in what he looks like. He's apparently starting a year. Yes. Not 100%.
Right. Nobody is at this point, though. So.
What do you mean nobody is?
Nobody's starting the season 100%.
First preseason
everybody's
game.
Hurt.
Should be 100.
Everybody's already on 70.
No, it didn't. And the Grizzlies certainly will never go into a season 100% healthy.
Exactly.
Not this organization.
Man, we have so much to talk about. The showboats have left the port.
We already knew that.
They made it official, though, and they gave us their reasons.
They denied it initially.
They gave us their reasons, which were very interesting. Chris Brown ain't going to be here later this month. He's going with the showboats.
I don't understand that. You're going to have to educate me on why that was canceled. I need the real.
Well, I'll give it to you. I saw the Smashing Machine this weekend with Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I'll give you a review of that.
Good.
Give you a review.
I'm interested.
Do I believe that he will be nominated for Actor of the Year or whatever they call that? I'll give you my thoughts on that. NFL action was crazy this weekend.
Unbelievable.
We got college football. Memphis football is ranked in the AP top 25.
Texas and Penn State are not.
Texas and Penn State out. Memphis is the only team in America right now that's eligible for a bowl game. That's the only one. Just Memphis. Remember that Godsmack song? Stand alone. Remember that one?
No, I don't.
Well, you're going to know it. You're going to know it because if I know Brad like I know Brad, we're going to come back to that. So anyway, we have a lot to get to on the show today. Stick around with the rundown next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
And Sports Talk on 92.9 FM ESPN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can get Paramount Plus in this station and our content presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Paramount Plus. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.